I was thinking about Psalm 118. It's one of those go-to psalms that instructs your heart, especially in a political year and also in time of difficulty. You see a national perspective as well as an individual perspective in Psalm 118. And I want to just read some verses to you from this passage. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever. We could translate that word mercy as His steadfast love endureth forever. There's no limit to His love. Verse 5, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place, or made me free. I was freed from the entanglements in my distress. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me, and therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in princes. That idea of trust there in the Hebrew language could be translated, take refuge. Take refuge. You know, it's easy to just blow by the word trust. Well, we know what that word means. But really, when you think about it, taking refuge in a man, or taking refuge in princes or people of power, is a serious, serious mistake. And yet, what is being pushed in the channels of politics today? Trust us. We're going to give you free health care, free college, free this, free that. And all these princes are promising all of these things. And the Bible says it is better to trust in the Lord. Take refuge in the Lord. And that needs to be the call of our heart as we approach November the 3rd. I think more and more as God's people realize the great divide in our land, that the answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer is not in Tallahassee, Florida. The answer is not found among men and princes. We need to take refuge in our Lord. I pray that we'll have that same heart and spirit as we approach the election time, that we're not going to worry and fret. We're just going to put our refuge completely and totally in Him.